Expected Trump executive order directs DOD to evaluate trans service members for readiness. By Nick Gilbertson on January 27, 2025. President Donald Trump is expected to sign multiple military-centered executive orders on Monday, including one that directs Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to update trans-identifying medical standards to ensure military readiness, and another that abolishes diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives in the Department of Defense, DOD. The New York Post first reported on the executive orders, which aim to foster a culture in which lethality and readiness are top priorities. A White House document on the upcoming executive order reviewed by Breitbart News notes the order will direct the DOD to update its guidance regarding trans-identifying medical standards for military service and to rescind guidance inconsistent with military readiness. Hegseth will be directed to update medical standards within the department to ensure they prioritize readiness and lethality and to prohibit the use of invented and identification-based pronouns in the Department of Defense. The document on the upcoming order emphasizes that cohesion in military units necessitates integrity and stability among service members. It can take a minimum of 12 months for an individual to complete treatments after so-called transition surgery, which often involves the use of heavy narcotics, it reads. In this time, they are not physically capable of meeting military readiness requirements and continue to require consistent medical care, the document adds. This is not conducive for deployment or other readiness requirements. The expected action will revoke an executive order from former President Joe Biden that established accommodation for gender identity in the military. The White House document emphasizes Biden's order was to the detriment of military readiness and unit cohesion. Moreover, the order would protect female service members by ensuring that males cannot use female-designated facilities, including where women service members sleep, change, and bathe. Trump is also expected to sign an order on Monday to restore merit and lethality to America's armed forces. The order will prohibit the use of discriminatory race or sex-based preferences by any element of the armed forces, the Department of Defense, or the Department of Homeland Security and abolishes DEI in the DOD and DHS, a White House document on the expected directive notes. Trump is ordering Hegseth to initiate a review within the DOD of instances where its now-defunct DEI initiatives led to race or sex-based discrimination. According to the White House document on the order, Hegseth and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem must also review the curriculums of the United States Service Academies and other academic institutions to ensure that they end gender and DEI ideologies.